Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Amen. This is tape 010426. Amen. You are welcome to Prophetic Declarations Hour, a moment of divine encounter, a season of supernatural shift. Get ready. Your life is about to move from glory to greater glory in Jesus' mighty name. Our topic today says, from glory to greater glory. That is, you are entering new quarters with thanksgiving and dominion. The theme for today says, from glory to greater glory. And our scripture focus is from the book of Psalm 103, verse 2. And it reads and says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. Then the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 19, which says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Hallelujah. I want us to reflect on these scriptures we've just read. Beloved, as we stand at the threshold of a new month and a new quarter, we must understand that this moment is very prophetic. Hallelujah. The end of the past season is not a loss. It is a completion. It is a testimony that God has preserved you. It is a testimony that God has sustained you and carried you through. Hallelujah. Many started the journey of the year, especially, but by divine mercy, you are still standing. That alone is a miracle. It's a miracle. And I believe that you also agree with me that for you to be on the land of the living today is a miracle. If not for God who has been on our side, what shall we be saying now? Hallelujah. That's why the scripture says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. All. This means that gratitude is not optional. It is a command and a key. When you thank God for the past, you provoke him for the future. And now, God is saying, in this new quarter, behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Behold means see. See, I will do a new thing. Can somebody say, I can see it? Hallelujah. That means new doors, new opportunities, new level, and new testimonies. New everything. New open doors. They are all about to spring forth in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. New promotion, new level of progress, new chapter of life. Wow. But I want you to hear this. You must enter this new season with thanksgiving, with faith, and with expectation. Not with fear, not with doubt, and not with regret. This is your season of advancement. This is your season of divine acceleration. And this is your season of greater glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's move from here and go for the prophetic. Let's go for prophetic prayers and declarations. Don't forget the prayer of agreement. All you need to do is to agree with me, because the Bible says when the two of us, you and I, we agree on anything, we should consider it done, both in heaven and on the earth. Therefore, lift up your voice wherever you are, and declare with boldness and faith with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the just concluded month and the entire first quarter of this year. Thank you for preservation. Thank you for provision. Thank you for protection. Thank you for your faithfulness over my life and over my family and over my business and over everything pertaining to me. Lord, I do not take your goodness for granted. I return all the glory to you. Now, by the authority in the name of Jesus, I step into this new month and new quarter with power. I step in with grace. I step in with divine backing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare that new things begin to spring forth in my life. I decree, I declare, and I prophesy over myself and say that every closed door open now. Every closed door opens now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, every delay is turned into speed for me. I decree and I declare, I prophesy over my life, that I enter into my season of advancement. I enter into my season of advancement. Father, order my steps in this new quarter. Let me not miss my opportunities. Let me not walk in error. I receive divine wisdom. I receive direction. I receive supernatural help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare, this quarter will produce undeniable testimonies in my life. My desires shall become my testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare, I will not struggle for what grace has provided. And I decree and I declare that I will move forward by divine power. I will move forward by divine power. I will move forward by divine power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Amen. Quickly hear this word of knowledge. It is one, but it has two parts, part A and B. Okay? The first part of it is that God is reaching out to you, that you are listening to me. God is silencing every voice of accusation against your life. That is it for you, that you are listening to me. This word of knowledge for the person, you know yourself. And I repeat what God has said. God is silencing every voice of accusation against your life. And mercy is speaking louder than judgment. Mercy is speaking louder than judgment in your life. The one I'm talking to, you that I'm talking to, you feel judged. You feel condemned and constantly accused, whether by people, maybe by your past mistakes, or even within your own conscience. Your own conscience is talking to you, judging you, telling you that you are condemned. Voices have risen to condemn and define your life by your past. You are the one I'm talking about. They are defining your life by your past. But Jesus is saying something today. Jesus is introducing a higher dimension, which is the voice of mercy into your life. When Jesus speaks, every accuser will lose their authority. This means that condemnation does not have the final say. Grace does. So from prophetic insight, I want you to know that every voice condemning you is being silenced now in the name of Jesus. And I want you to realize that you are stepping out of shame into grace, into restoration, and a new beginning. In Jesus' mighty name, The other side of it is this, that you are hearing me, it's for another person. God is correcting your heart. He is removing judgment and raising you into a life of compassion and humility. What am I saying here? The word is for those who may not realize it. You are not realizing it. You keep judging others harshly, holding them to criticism, always criticizing people or measuring people without mercy. You have no mercy for people. Even when they say have mercy, it doesn't move for you. Jesus is shifting this focus this morning from accusing others to examining yourself. Jesus wants you to examine yourself instead of you keeping on accusing others. True spiritual maturity is not in condemning others, but in walking in humility, in walking in self-awareness, and in walking in compassion. So, God is refining your heart to reflect His nature. And from prophetic insight angle, a new level of grace is coming upon your life. You will respond with mercy, not judgment. As you show mercy, you will receive greater mercy and favor from God. In Jesus' mighty name. I quickly want to pray with you, the two of you, and I say that every voice of accusation against you is silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. I wanted to also say every voice of accusation against me is silenced. Say, I walk in grace, not condemnation. Say, my past does not define me. God's mercy restores me. I wanted to say it, my heart is purified. I walk in humility and compassion. I live in the fullness of God's grace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, all of us, I want us to have this closing declaration. Now receive these prophetic declarations over your life. And I stand in the office of the servant of God, and I decree over you that this new month shall answer for your good. I prophesy over you that this new quarter shall favor you beyond expectation. I decree, declare, and prophesy over you that you will not repeat past mistakes. You will not experience losses or setbacks in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy over you, the God who preserves you will promote you in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare over you, the God who sustained you will establish you in the name of Jesus Christ. The God who kept you will crown your efforts with success. This quarter, this new month, God will crown your efforts with success. Doors you did not knock will open for you on their own accord. Helpers you did not know shall locate you in the name of Jesus. Opportunities you did not plan shall manifest, shall come your way in the mighty name of Jesus. You are moving from glory to greater glory. You are rising higher, going further, and becoming stronger in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is your season of divine acceleration. This is your season of undeniable testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It is done. It is settled. It is done and it is settled. I want you to say it is done and it is settled. Amen. I want you to begin to step into your new season with boldness. Your testimony is unstoppable. I want you to join us again next time on Prophetic Declaration Hour. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich Oladunjoye. And in case you want to get in touch with me for any reason at all, please dial +234 9022 352 5:2. Please don't forget to keep on sharing this tip until somebody is blessed by it. The more you share it, the more you are blessed. And also, don't forget to be part of kingdom development. Be part of kingdom expansion projects. We always have one project going on. Be part of it. And as you contribute or put in your quota by love, the Lord will keep on blessing and blessing you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remain blessed, remain lifted, and keep walking in greater glory. Don't forget to be conscious of God's presence around you today, wherever you go. I say to you, happy, happy new month. Amen. Until our path crosses tomorrow again. Stay blessed, be eternally blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.